Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And right now, today, October 23rd, 2025, that Texit Coin is sitting right at $5.29 USD. And I tell y'all what, their hash rate has tripled. And the hash rate out there where they're mining in the great state of Texas is up to 1 terahash. And I'll tell y'all what, that's exactly 1 trillion calculations per second. And they have now signed up 40,863 folks to take part in that mining out there in Texas. Hey, if you want to learn more about Texit Coin, just shoot an email to texitmines@gmail.com. That's TexitMines@gmail.com. Hey, slip the word palm in there, P-A-L-M, to get a discount on that first mining share. And we appreciate Texit Coin sponsoring the show. And here we go. Let's go right into the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, here we go. Welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We're grateful to be back with y'all again here today, enjoying this fall weather. How about it? I got right here beside me the incomparable, esteemed Professor Barlow. Dr. Barlow,
esteemed,
how you doing, sir?
Outstanding, drinking coffee, enjoying this weather. Just wonderful weather in late October in Florida.
This is when Florida gets great. Other than other than the snowbirds descending upon us, everything else is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. I did a little day trip the other day, Douglas. I've got a little blog that I do, and I post my little day trips in it. Uh-huh. And but anyway, I went down there to Old Homosassa.
Oh yeah, okay.
You know, it's just south of Ozella.
Yes, they used to have a sugar mill.
Yeah. I went to the sugar mill, mm-hmm. and they ain't milling no sugar down there no more. I'm gonna tell you, Douglas. There's a little place you park, and then you walk across. It's a one lane little mm-hmm. street uh-huh. to get to the sugar mill. And damned if I didn't about get run over by a bunch of drunk golf carters. I'm telling you, they must have been 800 golf carts, flags draped on them, teddy bears hanging from them, little lap dogs. They have a little dog. You're barking at me, you know, when I'm trying to cross that daggum street.
They don't have kids, so they have to have yappy dogs.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I almost got hit. They got like a little crosswalk, right?
Yeah.
But I guess golf carts don't have to obey those rules.
Right. They're kind of pedestrians too, I guess.
I don't know what the rule is, but evidently golf carts have the right of way.
So they found other ways to make money down there.
Aside
from sugar. Okay.
Yeah, they're making it from these snowbirds, and they're must be a damn golf cart shop somewhere selling a lot of golf carts.
Maybe that's what we need to do. Shut down the podcast, start a golf cart business. Mm-hmm. There we have it, you know.
Hey, we could be pimping them out. Because they had
rental, yes.
Yeah, they had big wheels, you know, big rims. They had the spinners on the wheels, you know. I mean, I tell you what, I was amazed at how much you can customize a freak. Now, looking back, Douglas, 1975, would you have ever guessed if, let's go back in time.
Yeah, right.
When we were young people.
Right.
Would you have ever guessed the popular item to own is a freaking golf cart?
No, you would not have known.
I wouldn't have known.
They used to not use them. They used caddies, right. Even at the golf court. I mean, the golf course. Court.
When I was a young man, let's say 17 years old, mm-hmm. and you told me, hey, you want to go ride around in this golf cart in town? I just said, hey, that's the gayest shit I've ever heard. No, I do not want to go ride around in a freaking golf cart downtown, right? But
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? But them freaking things everywhere. I don't know what it'd feel like to be run over by one of them damn things, but I came close to it. But
yeah, probably wouldn't feel good. Well, we've been talking about the website, palmandpine.net, where there are no fewer than 5 ways to support the podcast. The great thing about the website is you know, we can tell not only who downloads it, but where they're from when they're downloading it. You know, so it's a little bit better than Spotify, the information we get.
Big Brother's always watching.
We're getting a lot of downloads from the Eastern Hemisphere, from Asia, from Japan leading the way, a few from China and India and Russia. So if you're in the Asia and you're listening to the podcast, shout out to you. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
we really do.
Yeah. I've always loved Asian people, their food. I like the Chinese food.
Well, being a soldier who was in the Philippines once, I have an affinity, or I know a little bit about Asian women, and I thought I might tell a little story.
About Asian women.
Some experiences I have had in tribute to our Asian listeners. So shout out to you over there.
Now, we're going to keep it family friendly.
And those of you in the Eastern Hemisphere, let me let you in on it is a myth, and let's dispel it right now. All Americans are not rich. So there's those five ways to support us on the podcast. But I was thinking about Asian women. I've had these interesting experiences with them. You know, an Asian woman will tell the man the truth about things. An American woman, white or black, will not tell a man the truth. You know, she'll say, "Oh, that looked good on you, honey."
Right. You look sexy in that golf cart, honey.
That gray make you look distinguished, honey. Oh, that belly looked good on you.
That belly. You look sexy on that Harley, Davidson, or on that golf cart.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you can eat that. You'll work that off. But an Asian woman will tell you the truth.
She'll tell you straight
She'll tell
up.
The man a man the truth. And
there
I have three experiences with this. And I remember the first time this happened, I was living in Daytona near a little mom-and-pop store ran by an Indian couple, man and wife. Mm-hmm. They didn't have gas, so it wasn't a busy spot. And I was foolishly living right next to the Florida East Coast rail line, which I thought didn't run no more. It still
does.
Shout out to you folks. Don't never move into a house next to a railroad. No matter how dormant you think it is, they're going to fire it up.
But you got like some cheap rent. You thought it was a good deal.
I thought it was a good deal. So I didn't sleep the whole 2 years I was there. But one night, you know, when I wasn't sleeping, I'd go over to this mom and pop store and I'd get them snacks, some chocolate covered donuts, in them little packs, honey buns, some Dorito chips, you know.
A bear claw. Moon pie, maybe a moon pie.
There you go. So I was doing that one night and she was working the cash register. Okay. Normally it was the husband.
Yeah.
But she was working it, the Indian woman, and she started bagging that stuff for me like this, Steve, and she just looked me right in the eye. Junk.
Yeah.
All junk.
Eating that junk food. she was being honest with you.
I'm like, dang, woman, I'm giving you money for it.
Yeah. You buying it from her.
So she told me the truth. So that was a turning point in my life, Steve. I made up my mind I was going to change my game right that day.
Improve your diet. Yep.
No, I made sure I didn't come over there when she was working the cash register.
There's some truths you don't really need put on you.
So I made sure he was working it when I came over there next time. You know. So anyway, the second time this happened, she was telling me the truth, even though she lost money over it. You know.
Yeah.
The second time this happened. Now, I had this wonderful button-up shirt kind of like this, olive drab. I loved it to work in.
Right.
And it sprung a hole in it about here.
Now, when
we were kids, if we sprung a hole in a shirt, we'd take it to mom, and she'd go in that room with that magical machine.
Yeah, what was that thing?
And you'd hear wah, 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 w
thread or something. Yeah, and it'd be ready to go.
So I was in Jacksonville at this time, and there was an Asian tailor in a strip mall, and I had this shirt. I really loved it, and it had a hole in it.
Like a laundromat?
I just used it for work. Yeah, tailor. So I thought, I'll take it into this Asian woman.
Yeah.
She'll go and get that magic machine,
fix it all up.
And patch that hole, you know. So I went in there, and gave her the shirt, and she held that shirt up. She looked at it this way. She looked at it that way.
She could see through it almost.
Yeah, and well, just a little hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I liked the shirt a lot. Yeah, yeah. She said, "You buy a new shirt."
See, folks, a bachelor man will wear the same shirt for decades. Like, if you look at a man's wardrobe, 20 years ago and then today, it'll be the same.
Well, not in this case. I bought new shirts.
You did buy new shirts.
She told me the truth.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Even if it cost her money. But more recently, this happened again for a third time. So there's a Chinese restaurant in town I really like, you know, and I love going there. Well,
the
COVID thing really hurt them, and they've never really recovered from it. So recently...
Well, it's a Chinese virus. From China.
So they say. So they had to consolidate with a bigger location in town, which they also owned.
Okay.
So I had to start going to this new location. It was the same Chinese women. But a new location, but their menu broadened when they moved to this new location. At the new location, they served milkshakes.
Oh, wow.
And you know me, I've never met a milkshake I didn't
like. Oh, yeah, you'd be all over that.
So I went in there. It was my normal Chinese woman. I said, do you have milkshakes now? Yeah. I would love to have a vanilla milkshake. You no need milkshake. I make you strawberry pineapple smoothie.
Yeah. There you go. She was, again, being honest.
So she came back with this kind of pink looking thing, and it was good, you know. But so guys, an Asian woman will tell you the truth, an American woman will tell you what you want to hear. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So she knew I didn't need no milkshake.
Yeah. My goodness.
So shout out to our Asians listening to us.
Yeah, I'm glad we have so many Asian listeners.
Right, that's great.
I don't know if they read the word palm and thought that there was something else going on with this podcast. You know, maybe we were eating heart of the palm, or maybe they use it in some recipes. I don't know, but we're glad to have them. They comprise a big majority of our listeners. So.
Right. We're getting a lot of downloads over in Japan. They're leading the way. Mm-hmm. And Russia, so shout out to you.
Yeah. Wow, it's pretty, you know, we're a global enterprise. Yeah. This level of journalisming that we are putting forward is international in scale. Now, we focus on Florida things, but Florida's international.
Right, it is.
You know? It is. You know,
there's a lot of Chinese ladies in Florida.
In just a few minutes. you can jump in your little car, Doug, and in a few minutes, you're at the Chinese buffet.
Been known to do it.
And when it's all you can eat, eventually that Chinese waitress will be like, you leave now.
She'd tell you the truth.
She'd tell you the truth.
You need buffet.
Yeah. You leave now. Oh, my goodness.
You no need milkshake.
Oh, man. Hey, I wanted to remind everyone, Douglas, this episode right now will probably not actually be on the podcast platforms till maybe Thursday, but Patreon.
Or maybe Thursday coming.
Maybe Thursday week. Yeah. Kind of like some of these people around here when they say they're going to meet me. Oh, I meant Thursday week, not this Thursday, right? You know. But Patreon members, if you follow us on Patreon, if you're a paid member
over there.
This thing will be uploaded as a video likely today, October 28th. So, I just had a little camera malfunction already.
Yeah, right. We're in the camera Bermuda Triangle here.
Yeah, we are. But yeah, so for Patreon members, this will come up on video, and I want to remind everybody, if you have not been following 3i Atlas, probably a good thing.
Yep.
Because the more you follow it, the more afraid
it gets. Right.
The spookier it gets here at Halloween. But 3i Atlas, when it pops around the sun, we're going to launch our 3i Atlas raffle.
Yeah, our free raffle.
And we're going to be giving away some Palm and Pine gear.
Palm and Pine gear, a cup, a hat, the signed books by Michael Bobbitt.
Yeah, Michael Presley Bobbitt.
And then the number one prize, the Texas coin loaded with an undisclosed amount.
That's right. Texas coin is going to be given away. And I want to remind everyone, Texas coin is our sponsor. We're very grateful for sponsoring the podcast at Texas coin. And as in all things, you know, any crypto is a gamble.
It is. It is.
And so do your own research. But we appreciate Texas Coin being there with us. We're going to get Maestro Horton back on.
We're going to get him back on. Soon, yeah, I hope so.
To talk some more because they are doing some exciting things
they
out
are.
There. They've
they are.
They've mm-hmm. tripled their mining capacity just here this month alone.
Right.
And so they're moving forward doing. It's all interesting. We are at heart libertarians, and we love when there's alternate. Currency, alternate media, such as you and
right,
I, Douglas.
Right.
We love to have those alternatives. We love freedom. We love liberty.
Right.
Texas Coin, Bitcoin, of course, is the grandfather. Bitcoin represents that. And you know, when you go to our palmandpine.net, you can even donate a little crypto.
You can donate crypto. There are no fewer than five ways to donate to the podcast. Yeah. And it does take money to bring this podcast. We don't have a big media company behind us, and it does take a lot of money to bring it to you. You know, so.
We just straight up bootstrapping.
We're not going to lie about it. We might not be able to continue.
I'm going to be honest to you, like an Asian woman.
Right.
We need
right.
some money. hey, you listeners out there, that little buy me a coffee link, you can put a dollar. It don't matter. You put
That's it.
And
dollar,
then you can leave a comment.
Right.
You
know, leave a comment. And crypto's even better. You can donate, a fraction of a coin and
a little couple of sats.
So
we're grateful for all that stuff. Grateful for these alternatives like Texas Coin and Bitcoin and these honest Asian women. And I tell you, with that, Douglas, let's roll right into
I think we have some news stories for
we them. Have some Asian updates right? on the Palm and Pine newscast starting right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What has been Secretary Kaylee Knight?
All right, Douglas. Hey, we're gonna stick with our Asian theme on this today's show, and I don't know if you remember, like 4 or 5 years ago, it was like during the COVID, everybody was like, "Oh, Asian hate." You know, everybody was "Oh, don't be doing Asian hate." Well, we're gonna be doing some Asian love. What we're talking about here today, and I'm gonna go ahead and kick this thing off, Douglas.
Oh, okay, okay, all right.
I know I usually pass it to you.
The order doesn't matter.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, because I just got to jump right in. Into this now, you know, back when we were kids, they was the Avon lady.
It was
like a pyramid scheme. Avon lady in your town, and all outdoorsmen in Florida, whether you're a fisherman, a hunter, or you just like to drink outdoors. That's all of Florida categories.
All right.
So if you are a native Floridian and grew up here and enjoyed outdoors, you're going to know about one Avon product, I guarantee you, and it is called Skin So Soft.
Right.
Skin So Soft. You rub that oily. Oh, it smell good.
Keep the bugs off.
Keep them sand gnats. I guess them sand gnats land in it. I don't know what's in that Skin So Soft, but them sand gnats, they land in there and they can't do nothing. They just blah. You know, they slimed instantly. But that
stuff went into your bloodstream.
Yeah. And it didn't hurt us. I mean, you look at Dr. Barlow and I, we turned out fine. We good to go. And, mom would lather us up with that stuff. You'd be so slick, you know. You had that stuff on you. You were
so
slippery.
You had to have something on. I'll tell you what.
Well, yeah, them sand gnats, boy.
Or something,
boy. Bad news. But, hey, I'm going to talk about an operation. Operation Skin So Soft.
Okay, I think I know where we're going here. There's been a lot of this lately.
Yeah,
in Florida,
and it's everywhere. It's not just Florida. It's all over the country.
Well, I find vice is never localized.
That's right.
It's all over.
And this is we talk about a honeypot. This is the honeypot of all honeypots. Okay. Now Sheriff Judd, our good friend down there in Polk County.
The Sheriff of Polk, absolutely.
We sang that ode to Sheriff Polk.
Sheriff Polk, one of our hits.
But anyway, our good sheriff down there, as with any of this vices, he ain't having it.
No, he ain't gonna tolerate it.
You could go do that in Lake County, maybe Seminole County, but don't be coming, don't be bringing that to Polk County because you're gonna have some problems.
Right.
So Sheriff Judd, he launched this Operation Skin So Soft.
Right.
And they, I guess the undercover vice detectives, right, at Polk County, busted no less than 21 Asian women at these different Asian massage parlors.
They sit in the sex vice squad to do that.
For prostitution-related offenses. Now, I'm going to hold this picture up for the camera here. You can kind of see the 21 ladies featured. And we'll put this on the Patreon, so you'll be able to see that as well. And on palmandpine.net, you'll be able to see that.
All right, there they are.
Right. Now, here's what I'm going to do, Douglas. I'm going to attempt, I've been practicing, and I'm an international guy. I've been to China myself.
Right, okay.
I've traveled there, too, for work. I'm going to attempt to name some of these ladies.
Well, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
I got the list myself, and I will help out.
All right. Well, both of us work through it.
Okay, all right. Okay. Right. There's so many of them.
All right,
they have this the most peculiar name.
Yeah. I'm going to do my best. I'm a man of educated international flair, and I will do my best on these names here now. So I'll kick it off. Hong Shui Suk. and I'll show that. Hong Shui and the X, I might mess that up, but the last name is Suk. S-O-K. Suck.
Okay.
Hong Shui Suk. Hong Shui Suk. That's the first one. Now you
Okay, well, what about this one I saw on that list? Yeah. Wong Suk Negro.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, again, we can't make this up. This is the names.
I don't know what their mama was thinking. Wong Suk Negro.
There you go. Yeah. And then here's another one, Douglas. I'll throw another one at you. Because what they'll do, what I've noticed is they'll throw in an English name kind of to help out. So this one is Rose Long Wong Walker. And so her name's kind of long, but she's right down there in the bottom corner. Rose Long Wong Walker. Okay, so
well, that's nothing. What about this? Okay. This one had a name, Wu Bang.
This is not easy.
This is not easy, folks,
for us.
Wu Bang may come.
Wu Bang may come. Wu Bang may come. Yeah, there you go. I think you did a splendid job on that one there, Douglas.
I don't get the name.
I think you did a splendid job. And then here's Rufin Wen Shuang. Rufin Wen Shuang. And you got to understand, you know, what the X's are pronounced.
Yes.
And
it's J. Like, it's like J. Jai or
yeah.
G, like they have a president in it.
Yeah. So some of y'all would read these, and we're helping y'all out. some of y'all would read these and get them wrong. But Rufin Wrong Schwang.
And what about this one? Miho Yu and Y-O-O. Miho Yu Hung Lo.
Yep. Miho Yu Hung Lo. Yep. Now, here's what I did, Douglas. Now, I'm going to use some of your expertise because what you did, and this was genius, you know, we got that AI.
Right.
Okay. Now, AI is smart, right? AI is smart. I'll give it that, right? But what the real genius behind AI is the man that writes the prompt.
Right.
What you did was genius. You're like, hey, listen, we had all these coaches at the Gators Nation. We got a new one.
We're going to have
a new one eventually now.
Yeah.
Can you consolidate all these people into one picture
it's
and
been
one
a very
name?
Popular download, too, by the way.
There you go. Yeah. So I did that. I said, Douglas, I'm going to take that same type of prompt. I'm having trouble with, you know, all these names. I can't really pronounce them. And I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Okay.
But all these women look the same to me.
Right.
I'm just looking at them. I couldn't tell the difference between Wong Shang Lo and the other lady, right? So what I did is I got in there on the AI. Now we are professional journalismers, so I used two formats. So I used ChatGPT, and then I used Grok, OER. So I used both of them.
Okay.
And then I flip-flopped. I took the output from ChatGPT and put it in the input of Grok.
I see where this is going.
Yeah. And eventually, they all come together, and we get this one woman. All right. So I'm gonna show you that. We get this one woman and Hualin Zhang Yuyu. That's her name.
Kind of looks like that Seminole squaw might have looked at it, Tallahassee.
On that Florida Goldback.
Yeah, Seminole. Well, Seminole she was a little younger, I would say.
Yeah. But that's our fair Asian maiden right there.
We'll have to have that up there. That's like a composite of all of them.
All of them combined. Okay. In one provider.
And somebody was paying for that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, here's the other question. I'm glad you brought that up, Douglas. I'm glad you brought that up because here's my next question. And if we ever get Sheriff Judd on the podcast, he can break this down for us. But that Vice Squad.
Yeah.
Now, what did they have to do with these 21 women? How many visits did they make
to the
massage? It must
be a great recruiting tool. You know, become a deputy your first year, you'll be on the Sex Vice Squad. But I had one more name before we go off that list. I thought was peculiar.
Well, there's so many, Douglas. I didn't mean to cut you off, but what?
No. But it's I might be pronouncing it wrong. It's Wombayaho. Wombayahojo. Wombayahojo. And I think it should be pronounced and said Wombayahojo.
Instead, because it's a J O E.
One by Hojo.
That's it. Yeah.
One by Hojo.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we are. I'm a libertarian at heart, Douglas, and I got to say this.
Right.
Transactional things between adults, to me, I admire our sheriff going after all this. When adults do a transaction, to me, especially if it's Bitcoin, that's kind of between them. Sheriff Judd didn't. He's not as liberal as I am.
Well, there's probably some women, American women, complaining about it. See, that's probably what gets the
see, folks. This is
probably
kinda,
some husbands going down to that.
Yeah, folks, this is kind of like Dr. Phil. When you tune into this show, you get some analysis.
And that's the kind of
stuff like Dr. Barlow just brought up.
That most
people don't realize behind the scenes. What is really the?
He's getting them complaints.
What is the root of the complaint? That's where we're going right now.
So he's having to act. Yeah, right. That's just my suspicion, you know.
Because me, as a man, I'm just like, hey, that's transactional. That's between those two parties. But you're right. There's another party involved I'm missing.
My husband's getting too many of them massages.
Another $100 massage. That's three this week, honey.
Yeah, but it feels so good.
It just de-stresses me. Get that stress down. You know, get that massage. So.
Well, I just saw a news story that I thought tied in with this episode here wonderfully. And this actually happened last year in Florida, South Florida. Okay. A woman, she got fed up with her husband and shot him dead.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'll just read the headline here. Florida woman killed unfaithful husband while son ate Chinese food.
Oh, all this happening at the same time?
Well, you know Chinese food, I love it. So if you wanted to get me distracted, you would say, Doug, there's some Chinese food in there. Go in there and eat it. I'd go in there, blah, blah, blah. And you could do what you wanted to out here.
Right.
Well, that's what she did. She said, honey, go eat this Chinese food in your room.
Oh, man. Sent him in there with that little paper bucket.
Yeah, and while he was in there, she popped a few caps off in her husband.
Holy smokes.
But let me give you the backstory here. You know, it was Denise Hampton, 45, charged with first-degree murder. In connection with the fatal shooting of Ralph Hampton, 52, at the family's Coral Springs, Florida home. And she said... she did it while her kids ate Chinese food. She said she was at her wit's end with his lies and deceit following years of infidelity. Now, you would think a normal person, if you're at your wit's end with your partner, well, you might leave.
Well, you know, we got that no-fault divorce.
Right, right. I mean, you might move back in with mom. Yeah, yeah. But not Florida woman.
No.
She decided the way this is going to go is I'm going to shoot you dead. Yeah. So one of the two children, he was in his bedroom eating Chinese food and listening to music with his headphones on when he suddenly heard two or three loud bangs. Kind of like old me bang, you come. You know?
Yeah.
he heard two or three loud bangs, and he came out, and the husband had been shot. His father had been shot. He was still alive. He ran out and called help, and then she finished him off.
Woo!
She allegedly finished him off, and but the two kids were not harmed. But she used that Chinese food to distract him while she took care of her unfaithful husband, because he was planning to go on a vacation with his friends again, and that set her off. He was probably going to one of these massage parlors.
He was probably.
And she was at her wit's end.
Yeah.
She could have just called Sheriff Judd.
Yeah.
Or the sheriff down there.
Hey, we got to shut this thing down.
Right.
My husband's
there
three times a week. It's costing us $300 a week to get this done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So there you have it. So she was at her wit's end.
You know, that's a great distraction, at Chinese food, because you and I both would have been on that daggone Chinese food tighter than socks on a rooster.
Been on it like a West Texas dust storm.
You would have been in there. You know, if our mom would have sent us to our room with that, we'd have been in there. We'd have been on that.
I was nearly 30 years old before I learned that the sweet and sour chicken was just chicken and rice.
And I tell you what, I would have finished that little paper bucket and then investigated what that noise was. Like, you know, okay, well.
Well, you know, that's what a dog will do when you give it that barbecue. It will ignore the trouble and eat that barbecue, you know. So she was probably hoping that he wouldn't come out when he heard the loud bangs. But anyway, you know, distracted with Chinese food while you shoot your partner. Something to think about. I wouldn't have done it that way, you know, but she was at her wit's end, you know, so you never know how that ends.
All right, folks, I tell you, when you're out there, be careful at the massage parlors.
Right. Or not go to one.
Or not go to the massage parlor. Try to keep everything at home if you can. Don't get distracted. Somebody gives you a bucket of Chinese food.
Something's going to happen. So you better be looking at your left eye and your right eye.
Don't be looking at that phone.
And you get at your wit's end with somebody in your family, just walk away,
just
move away.
Hey, we got some great guests coming up too. We got some great interviews coming up.
Oh, man, it's going to be wonderful.
We did a field trip to one of the big bat houses last week. You want to check out that video?
Oh, just a great video, and we've had a lot of views on that. Yep.
It's on our YouTube, but I believe it's on Palm
Pine. There's a link to it on the website.
You
can go there and watch it.
Yep, so check that out. Share. Comment. If you leave a comment, if you share the podcast, you get entered into our drawing for free.
And we should probably mention something. We cannot give you the prize if you're an international listener.
The Asian listener, right.
To be a continental U.S. because we can't afford the postage.
Now, if we pull your name out of the Belita bag and it says Huang Shang Long Dong, you might be local.
Mekong.
Well, she may be Polk County. You never know.
Now, That's right. So it's not the ethnicity of the person. It is where you located.
It's the geographic location.
Yeah, we cannot mail a prize to Russia or somewhere in the Eastern Hemisphere. So it has to be continental U.S.
Our winners.
All right.
Well, hey, that's about all we got today, folks. We appreciate y'all being here. The podcast continues to grow. We're having a great time. We love sharing what we're seeing here in Florida. And we'll catch y'all next time, and keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.